Okay, so there's a pasuk in Kitisa that says, "Shmartim the Shabbat ki kodesh hi lachem." So the Malbim points out we actually learn from this word lachem in a Gemara that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and why does that word help? Because lachem means it's for you. It's not a day that you're supposed to die from it. But the pasuk, in addition to lachem, it says ki kodesh hi lachem. Now we know when it comes to the word kodesh, like when a pasuk tells us to be holy, so it's telling us to go against our nature. V'hit kadashdem, yitim kadoshim, about machlos asuros, about arayos. The food looks delicious, and be holy, don't eat it. The arayos look very, very tempting. You know, they look beautiful, and you want to be with them. Don't be. Okay, even though, right, she's an Eshadish, so stay away from her. It's against your nature. You want them. That's the whole idea of Kedusha, is going against your nature. So he says, but when it comes to the word Lachem, which teaches you that Shabbos is for you, going against your nature would tell you to, like, let Pikuach Nefesh win. So here he's saying, no. The Kedusha of Shabbos is for you. Kikodesh Yilachem. As opposed to normally Kedusha means go against your nature, here it can go with your nature. For example, there's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. My nature is that I want to rest. I enjoy a nice nap. I enjoy a nice night of sleep. That's okay. That's part of Shabbos. So don't say, no, it's not part of Shabbos, because Kedusha means going against your Yetzer. No, here it goes with you, with your nature. Ki kodeshi lachem. It's a Kedusha that goes with you, toward, meaning it's with your nature, not against your nature. So then, what gives you that Kedusha? Because I know Kedusha means Prishut. Kedusha means staying away. When I don't eat that which looks delicious, when I don't fulfill my taiva with whatever person strikes my fancy. So that's where the Kedusha is coming from. So here, the Kedusha is not coming from you, but it's coming from Shabbos. The fact that you keep Shabbos, you're being made al Chidush HaOlam, and you're resting on the seventh day, that's a little bit against your nature, because the nature would be that you're going to work, because you need to work to live. The fact that there's Hashkachi Nisi, the Malim and Ateva, that brings the Kedusha Am Yisrael, she gets Alum and Ateva, V'kachu, how? In the Kedusha of Shabbos. And this Shabbos is mostly of Kedusha Am Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk means, Ki Kodeshu. And that's the connection between the two. Shabbos, the Kedusha goes with you. It's not against your nature, really. You can enjoy the Onik Shabbos, all the delicious foods. I want to eat all those delicious Shabbos foods. I want to take my luxurious Shabbos nap. And those are with my nature. Ki Kodeshi Lachem. Here, the Kedusha doesn't go against your Yetzer. It's not by overcoming it, but it's part of it. Because Shabbos is Lachem also. The same Lachem that teaches us that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos teaches us that the Kedusha of Shabbos is also something that we can enjoy, and it's not just like the regular Kedusha, which means being Medgaber, Medala, Alatever of our Basar and our Yetzer. So we can remember that when we enjoy Shabbos. And that's part of Shabbos. Part of Shabbos is that it's for you there to enjoy as well. Short and sweet from the moment.